Some communities in the Valley are in areas that are not strictly defined by city boundaries, and that affects how residents of places like New River, Anthem, and Rio Verde get their water. A recent piece in the Arizona Republic reported that as New River has grown, its aquifer has shrunk significantly during the Valley's recent extremely dry seasons. Groundwater levels have also plunged, and private water haulers are being accused of illegally connecting to City of Phoenix fire hydrants. With me to talk more about some of the water challenges faced by a community like New River is Dave White, director of ASU's Decision Center for a Desert City. And Dave, in a general sense, what are some options for those communities that don't have the traditional city water service?
Right. And so it's clear that some people wish to live in these unincorporated areas. And in some cases, these areas have amenities that are very attractive. They may have access to natural open spaces. They may have a rural lifestyle that these people desire. The downside is that they also do not have the typical infrastructure and the city services that provide things like water, on a reliable, consistent basis. And so that's a trade-off that consumers are making when they choose to live in these unincorporated, mostly rural areas of the state.
When people go into these areas and decide that they're going to have a well or they're going to have water brought in, I presume that's upfront. People know that from the beginning. Do they have any guarantees? I'm not talking about individual contracts, but are there guarantees in unincorporated areas that you could have access to these things?
One of the things that this issue highlights is the need for coordination among a whole diverse set of organizations, both government, non-government, and private, that are involved in the development process. So here we're talking about the individuals who purchase the homes, the developers that build those homes, the county that is making decisions about the permitting process, as well as regulatory agencies like the Arizona Department of Water Resources. Mm-hmm. And so this issue highlights the need for all of those organizations to be effectively communicating and coordinating, and in this particular example, for the consumer, for the home buyer or home builder to be even more aware of what those available resources are and what protections are in place over the long term.
Let's talk about Arizona's requirement about a 100-year water supply for new developments. Are there things in very small print that we should know about, or is it pretty clear?
Well, the Arizona Department of Water Resources oversees the implementation of the Arizona Groundwater Management Act. And through the active management areas, there are five of those throughout the state, those areas require that there's a 100-year available supply to support new development. And in theory, new development should not occur unless those areas are able to demonstrate that 100-year supply. There are ways, and it seems in the case of New River, that there have been potentially either illegal lot splitting or lot splitting in ways that subvert the spirit, if not the letter of the law, that have undermined the protections and the guarantees that the Groundwater Management Act and the active management areas are enforced to provide.
What are some of the concerns with that? It seems to be pretty short-sighted.
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest concerns are to ensure effective planning for land use and for water use in our region. We like to think of our area not as a collection of individual cities like Phoenix and Scottsdale and Peoria, et cetera, but as a region. And we will succeed as a region and we face problems as a region. And so when any one of our communities faces challenges, we need to collectively address those challenges and find out what we can do to help these residents to ensure that they have adequate access to water at an affordable price. And I think there are several options that are available that avoid the problems that they've run into with the way that it's going now.
Well, Dave, what are some of those options? And do you see any of them as more viable than another?
Well, right now, what we need to do is we need to avoid the situation whereby the water haulers are connecting to the fire hydrants within the city of Phoenix and transporting water outside of the city's service area for delivery to residential consumers. The system that's in place is set up for water haulers to be able to hook up to those fire hydrants for specific purposes, particularly for construction prior to the implementation of new infrastructure. So clearly, this is not the intended purpose of the fire hydrants, which are there for fire protection first and foremost. And the city of Phoenix cannot guarantee the quality of that water, although it's potable in its delivery at the point of the fire hydrant. The city of Phoenix cannot guarantee the quality of the water through the distribution process and to the delivery of the customers that are outside of its service territory. So it's certainly understandable that the city is taking somewhat of a strict approach. So as far as options for these communities, they can look to purchase water from water haulers who access that water from cities like Scottsdale, which have water hauling stations set up for exactly this purpose and are willing, potentially, through agreements, to sell water to the haulers who can then deliver to these communities.
Now, Dave, going back, we sort of touched on this a bit, but I want to go back specifically to New River. Groundwater there is in trouble, at least it seems, because we've seen levels drop so much. Is that still a huge concern, depending on what happens with water hauling and whatnot? It seems to me groundwater issues anywhere in the valley is a problem.
Yes, and so the depletion of groundwater resources in that region is a significant concern and is likely to remain and, in fact, increase in terms of the severity and importance of that issue into the future, both because of the development and additional homes. We've seen several thousand new homes develop in this area over the last decade, as well as the impacts of the sustained drought in our region, and as we see the impacts of climate change materialize with increased temperature and potential reductions in supplies from other sources, we see increased groundwater stress. And so this issue also highlights the need, both in New River as an individual example, but throughout the state, and in particular the rural areas of the state, many of which do not have access to the diversified surface water supply that we do in the urban areas. And so this really highlights the need for the Department of Water Resources to work with these rural areas of the state to ensure protection of their groundwater resources.
Dave White of ASU's Decision Center for a Desert City. Dave, thanks as always.
Thanks. It's always great to be here.